Mara had purposefully fallen to the back of the crowd. Slightly embarrassed and unsure of herself, she listened to the Abbey ladies as they met the others.
"So good to meet you, Mr. Logalog, and you, Mr. Alfu. Thank you for bringing our young ones safely back to us. Oh, dear, there are such a lot of you, and we haven't prepared anything, but you are welcome to come back to Redwall Abbey with us, all of you. Samkim, Arula, will you lead these good creatures to Redwall, please? I'm sure you'll excuse us. Mrs. Spinney and I have to get back before you and see what we can arrange in the way of lunch. Thrug, turn this cart round and get us back to the Abbey with all speed. Faith, don't stand there fussing. Get in the cart, quickly."
The shrews set up a mighty cheer as Thrug galloped off up the path, towing the cart behind him. Early noon saw the Gowsome outside the Abbey gate. They met with a very embarrassed Abbess and Faith, who were sitting resignedly in the cart. Abbess Vale threw up her paws in despair.
"We're locked out, Samkim. We've banged, yelled and shouted, but no beast answers. Thrug has gone round to the back wall to see if he can climb over somehow."
Faith Spinney threw her apron over her face.
"Oh, the shame of it, my dears. Locked out of our own abbey, and here you all are without a welcome, dusty and hungered."
"Excuse me, but may I be of help?"
Abbess Vale looked up into the deep brown eyes of a beautiful young badger maid. She was completely taken aback.
"Oh, Samkim. Oh, why didn't you tell me?"
The badger maid patted the abbess's paw lightly.
"My name is Mara."
"Mara. A good name for such a lovely creature."
Vale clasped the badger maid's paw tightly.
"Yes, I am sure you could be of help, Mara."
Striding slowly over to the gateway door, Mara raised her paw and dealt it a flat blow. The sound boomed out as she called,
"Open these gates in the name of your abbess!"
Immediately, the hinges creaked as the gateway door swung open. It was a joyous shock. Every creature in the abbey crowded onto the lawn in front of the main entrance, cheering them to the echo. Faith and Abbess Vale were bewildered until Thrug stepped forward and bowed.
"Forgive our little surprise, ladies. They let me in by the north wall gate. King MacPherson has been watching Samkim's approach for the past 3 days. No need to worry your heads. Just step this way, if you please."
Samkim and Arula were borne shoulder high, and the young squirrel, waving Martin's sword, cheered as loudly as any beast. Paw in paw, Mara and the abbess headed the procession. In the centre of the orchard, a feast had been laid out. Pickle gazed at it in open-mouthed delight.
"Well, flub my ears! I've heard of Tucker, but I never thought I'd live to see such a belly spread as this!"
Dumble appeared from beneath a table, his high Northland accent forgotten as he clung to the abbess's robe, staring around at the army of strange shrews.
"It's a name, Dame Mother. What are we going to call it?"
The abbess looked fondly at Mara and Pickle, standing next to Arula and Samkim.
"The Autumn of the Homecomers. What else could we call it?"